This is We've Got Issues on IPR News Radio, a weekly look into the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Detroit Public Schools is in financial crisis. The district is some $500 million in debt. And school officials have warned that they will not be able to pay teachers after June 30th unless state lawmakers approve a cash infusion for the district. But so far, Governor Rick Snyder's call for a bailout for Detroit schools has been unanswered. The state Senate and state House have passed competing bills, but those bills haven't gone anywhere. Here to break it down is Rick Pluta. He's Capital Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, great to have you back on the show.
Always a pleasure, David.
Why are some lawmakers reluctant to help Detroit schools?
Well, you know, it depends on which lawmakers you're talking to, and it's all about the contours of the rescue package. And for a lot of outstate lawmakers, what it is that it's a lot of money that that they say could be going to their local schools, and they can't really justify to their local voters sending all this money to Detroit when it could be coming back home. But in the case of a lot of Democrats and a lot of Detroit lawmakers, it's how quickly the district is restored to local control. Remember, it's been under the control of state-appointed emergency managers for 7 years, and the finances have only gotten worse during that period of time. And so, everyone's got something to dislike with some aspect of any one of the packages that we're talking about that would come together to be a Detroit Public School rescue plan.
A Northern Michigan lawmaker, Representative Lee Chatfield, wrote an op-ed recently saying that he's not going to vote to give Detroit schools any more money. And he points to corruption in the district. What have Detroit officials done to prompt lawmakers like Lee Chatfield, calling them corrupt?
It's a scandal that could not have happened at a worse time, that about a dozen administrators, principals, and a vendor were indicted, federal charges in a kickback scheme where they ordered and paid for school supplies that were just never delivered. And, some of them have already pleaded guilty in this, but, it just threw gasoline on the fire. But we should mention that this is not a static situation, that, come the end of June, early July, the Detroit Public Schools go into default absent a state bailout. And that's something that could cost Michigan taxpayers a whole lot of money if something isn't done. So even if the legislature does nothing, that doesn't mean that nothing is going to happen.
Okay, let's talk about these two plans. One passed the Senate. It's endorsed by the governor. Another passed the House. What are the main differences between them?
Well, the Senate plan, and it was the lead lawmaker on that was a state senator from Northern Michigan, Jeff Hansen of Hart. And this was a bipartisan compromise plan that it has buy-in from Republicans, from Democrats, and from the Detroit delegation, which is so important because for the schools to succeed, they're going to have to have the confidence of the community that's expected to use them. And it's more money, $700 million than the House plan. It includes more money for transition costs, that it places control over charter schools. And this is a big point of contention, that an appointed panel would decide which schools open, close, and where schools will be located. And so charter schools are putting on a ferocious pushback against that. The House plan, and this came about just as Detroit teachers were going on a sick out, they were informed at about that point by the emergency manager that the school district hadn't set aside money from their paychecks to make sure that they were paid throughout the summer. And so they were told that come the end of June that they would be facing payless paydays. And the response was a couple days of sick outs. This outraged Republican House members who pushed through a plan with no Democratic support. It was a completely partisan plan, a Republican plan. It was less money for the Detroit schools, and it had a lot more sanctions on the teachers' unions and not the same controls over the location of charter schools, which is a big deal because about 40% of Detroit school kids go to charter schools, and that's money that's not going to the Detroit public schools.
What happens if lawmakers do not send Detroit School a bailout package?
Well, the school district goes into default, and after that, we don't know that this is uncharted territory. The emergency manager, who is a former federal bankruptcy judge, the one who led the city of Detroit through its bankruptcy, says that there aren't enough unsecured assets held by the district to make bankruptcy a viable option, but there are bondholders who expect to be paid, people who are getting pensions who expect to be paid. Michigan taxpayers are on the hook for a lot of that. And so we would undoubtedly see litigation, potentially very expensive litigation. That's actually part of the way that the governor is marketing this to the legislature, that, you know, this may be an expensive, unpleasant option, but the other options are more unpleasant and more expensive and don't help the kids of Detroit.
When you look at Detroit schools, Rick, the students are doing really, quite frankly, terribly on any measurable educational outcome. But setting aside that issue, why can't anybody figure out, you know, how to keep the district financially solvent? I mean, the state's been in charge since 1999.
Well, because you can't separate those two issues, that school districts' finances are dependent on them attracting students, because that's where the state financial aid comes from. So every time a student leaves the Detroit school district, they take their per student funding with them. When you look at the fact that all an emergency manager can do is really cut spending, is you cut spending, that parents become less confident in the schools, they move their kids somewhere else, maybe to another school district, maybe to a charter school. The school district loses money. It has to cut more because of that, and then it just becomes a vicious circle.
Rick Pluta is Capital Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks for coming on, Rick.
Always a pleasure, David.